The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Good morning and welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melanie Martirana.
Now, for all of those markets down in Orlando, Florida, and Houston, Texas, and Denver, Colorado, and Louisville, Kentucky, we hope you're tuning back in to our radio show. We're here to offer you some great nutritional advice, hopefully, stuff that can really help you in your quest for optimal health, and hopefully we have lots of good stuff to share. Just by way of structure of our show, just before we get into the meat of the show, I just want to share with our new listeners that every week we have our intro, which you just heard, and then we do what we call our talking points, where Melody and I both are reading new literature pieces that have come out regarding health-related issues, chronic illnesses, different things, and we each share one of those talking points with you that we think will be of interest to you. And then we also have a getting to know you, which we introduce at the beginning of the show, somewhere between segment one and segment two. And that's where we share some personal information about both Melody and myself. And at the end of the show, we give you a code. So through our partner affiliate, Shop Natural Products, you can get an additional 25% off the price of the products that are already discounted on that website. So we encourage you to listen all the way through the end of the show. We sort of tease you in the front end, then we give you the answers to the getting to know you at the end of the show with the code. And then in the middle of the show, we hopefully give you lots of good meat on the products we're talking about. But before we get into the show, Melody usually shares with all of you how you can learn more about who we are and about the show, and you can connect with us.
Well, if you are a new listener, we thank you for joining us. We're really excited to be in all of these new markets and able to reach out there to a bunch of new people. If you want to learn more about us, then you'll learn in our little getting to know you tidbits that we sort of sprinkle throughout the show and sort of expand upon at the end of the show. You can go to crossroadsofhealthradio.com. It's got mine and Rick's bios up there and a picture of each of us.
That's so scary for me.
No, your picture came out great. Didn't Julie, Rick's wife's name is Julie, by the way, for all of you new listeners. Didn't Julie like your photo?
I don't remember, but of course she did marry me, so she probably did. Anyway, I feel old.
We all gain years. Every single year we're getting another year older, but didn't you say, even in one of our last shows, you were talking about how the goal is to die young as late as possible. So, you know, yes. One of the things that we do every week here on the show is we're going to be sharing practical information with you because we do a lot of research here. So Rick was talking about the talking points. We really do a lot of research. We bring great articles to you guys each week. But if you miss one of our shows or if you miss the beginning of a show and you miss a talking point, you can actually check out the archives on crossroadsofhealthradio.com. So it's got our bios, it's got our archives, and then there's a link on there where to buy. So when we feature a product like we're going to be today, if you want to pick that up, it's 25% off every day if you buy on shopnaturalproducts.com. And then when we give you our getting to know you code, you'll save an additional 25% off of their everyday low price. So the link to shopnaturalproducts.com is on the Where to Buy section of crossroadsofhealthradio.com. There's also a link to ultralaboratories.com, which is actually our main company webpage. We don't sell through there, but if you want to find a local health food store, you know, we're in Sprouts nationwide, we're in Whole Foods nationwide. So if you want to find it in one of your local health food stores, you can also do that. Now, Rick, I know that, you know, we've got so much info to share with people because we really only got into sharing more about adrenal and Be Healthy on that last show because those are now available in a 2-month size, and we hope that some of you took advantage of that discount code there. But we really haven't gotten into the memory, sleep, and vision. But you have a really good talking point this week, and I know it's really good because you got it from me.
I heisted it from Melody. Anyway, I have to tell you, we both have had a few inquiries about people are like, I have a customer, they have a sulfur allergy. Really? So sulfur, like the element sulfur. And I'm like, I don't know if that's correct. And what it is it's a sulfa, because there's sulfa drugs, a sulfa allergy. So Melody went online and looked up all this great research from this PhD from the Institute for Traditional Medicine out of Portland, Oregon. Plug for them. They don't even pay us for that, but anyway, that's okay. Anyway,
check the mail.
$2. Anyway, but so we wanted to go over this sulfa allergy because it's a big. So it's really a talking point on allergies, but it's specific to sulfa and glucosamine sulfate, sulfur, and sulfiding agents. So this is, I think it's pretty interesting. So anyway, so here's what I heisted from Melody. Said, there are several misconceptions about sulfur compounds that lead anxiety about using some natural health care substances. A typical worry is that a person who is allergic to sulfa drugs may have problems with substances that contain sulfur. This article is aimed at clarifying the nature of the substances involved. First, sulfur is an element of the earth. This element is essential to life and is the 8th most prevalent element in the human body. No one is allergic to sulfur itself. Sulfur is not present as an isolated element in the body, but in combination with other elements and most often in complex molecules. The primary placement of sulfur in the human body is in the sulfur-containing amino acids, methionine, cysteine, homocysteine, and related cysteine, or they call it cysteine, but it's C-Y-S-T-I-N-E. Homocysteine, and taurine. Disulfide bonds are important to the structural integrity of the connective tissues. Sulfur is a central component of the proteins that chelate and remove heavy metals from the body. The benefit of sulfur compounds used in health products is often mentioned. Popular items include alpha-lipoic acid, or also known as thiotic acid, methyl sulfonyl methane, or MSM, allicin, the sulfur compound that is the main active ingredient of garlic, glucosamine sulfate, and its natural polymer chondroitin, SAMe, or S-adenosylmethionine, and several important antioxidants.
You're pulling at me, Rick.
Yeah, whatever. And several important antioxidants such as glutathione, and acetylcysteine, or NAC, and dimethyl sulfoxide, or DMSO. Now, in regards to sulfa drugs, one of the more common drug allergies is that to sulfa drugs. Sulfa drugs are more appropriately labeled sulfonamides, and are derivatives of para-aminobenzoic acid, or PABA. The table below lists common medications that contain a sulfonamide component. That would be things like sulfadiazine. I'm not going to list everything out here, but the sulfa drugs are usually not allergenic by themselves, but when a sulfonamide molecule is metabolized in the body, it is capable of attaching to proteins, thus forming a larger molecule that could serve as an allergen. Thus, the allergy is not to the original drug, but to a drug protein complex. It is estimated that a skin rash occurs in about 3.5% of hospitalized patients receiving sulfonamides, but people with HIV infection seem to have a considerably higher sensitivity to them. A sulfonamide does contain sulfur, but the sulfur atoms are embedded in a complex molecule. The sulfur atom is not the allergenic agent, and being allergic to the sulfa drugs does not imply having a propensity to allergy to other sulfur compounds. Rather, it is a unique property of this kind of compound, namely that it can form proteins that are allergenic in some individuals. And with that, we're out of time, so I'm going to have to continue this when we come back for segment 2.
Every day, millions of people move into middle age and beyond, and many experience age-related changes, with memory issues being the most noticeable. It may start with something small, like forgetting an appointment or why you walked into a room, but can lead to a much bigger issue down the road. Emerald Laboratories Memory Health is doctor-formulated and contains the breakthrough memory booster, Cognizin, clinically proven to reduce cognitive inhibition. The Riva turmeric can also be found in this powerful formula, along with a number of targeted whole food antioxidants known for brain health. Emerald Laboratories Memory Health also contains methylated B12, which is important since research indicates that 25% of American seniors are deficient in B12, a known factor of cognitive decline, potentially leading to memory loss. Ask for Emerald Laboratories Memory Health at your local health food store today, or learn more about it at shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B-vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B-vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B-vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B-vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free. Be Healthy by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Or to learn more, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana. You can go to crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Before the break, your host, Rick Simpson, was bringing you some great information on sulfa drugs and really the issues that people have with allergies, where they're concerned that they might be allergic to sulfur, which you can't be allergic to. But we're clarifying here the difference between sulfur, sulfa, sulfite. So go for it, Rick.
Yes, we are. And actually, glucosamine sulfate, people have all these concerns, and understandably so. But so before the break, we were talking about sulfa drugs, and that's obvious, big allergy issue there, potentially, for, you know, a certain percentage of society. Now, in relation to glucosamine sulfate, it's an amino acid polymer that combines with sodium or potassium, depending on how it is prepared, and with sulfate. SO4, that's the chemical name for sulfate. Neither glucosamine nor sulfate are allergenic components. Glucosamine sulfate is not known to cause allergy reactions. Glucosamine sulfate is an existing component in the human body, mainly in the connective tissues, which is why it's good for joint pain. When obtained for use in dietary supplements, glucosamine sulfate is commonly derived from shellfish, such as crabs or shrimp, where it is present as chitin. That's C-H-I-T-I-N if you're interested, in the shell materials. If it were poorly prepared, persons with shellfish allergy might have to worry about taking this product. However, purification of the glucosamine sulfate in the standard processing used for dietary supplements makes it safe for virtually everyone with a shellfish allergy problem. And I don't know, that's a little strong, everyone, but I would say largely things that are purified like this, even vitamin E and soy allergies, they're not problematic for many of the people out there, but you always have to be careful. And I would say, you know, you could take a little bit, sprinkle a little bit out, put it on your finger, try it, see if you have some kind of reaction. But generally, we found that many people don't have those allergic reactions. Glucosamine sulfate appears helpful as a dietary supplement for nourishing the joints because it is involved in the production of cartilage and synovial fluid and may help replenish depleted or damaged tissues. It has been shown to have anti-inflammatory properties and may protect against the development of atherosclerosis. So it's, you know, that's just you glucosamine people. Again, this, we're talking about allergies, so really not a lot of concerns there unless you're, you know, a shellfish person, then you just want to be careful. Now, in relation to sulfites, sulfites refer to a group of simple chemicals that include sulfur dioxide and sulfite salts. They are produced naturally in some foods, mainly those undergoing fermentation. Sulfites are metabolized to sulfur dioxide under certain conditions that depend on concentration, heat, and pH. Sulfur dioxide has been considered to be the offending component in cases of sulfite hypersensitivity, based on the established sensitivity of asthmatics to inhaled sulfur dioxide. Even so, clinical reports of this sensitivity may have involved very few people, and new analytic reports have not appeared in over a decade. This hypersensitivity is often called an allergy, but does not involve immune mechanisms, as do reactions that are properly termed allergies. Some sulfiting agents are FDA-approved preservatives that are added to food and pharmaceuticals. The more common sulfiting agents are sodium sulfide, sodium bisulfite, and sodium metabisulfite. You know, in dehydrated fruits, dried fruits can be a common area of these kind of sulfites. But things like dried soup mixes, vegetable juices, baked goods, canned or dried fish, dried fruit, relishes, maraschino cherries, dehydrated vegetables, shredded coconut, sauerkraut, dried noodle meals, olives, pickles, shrimp, lobster scallops, bottled lemon and lime juice, jams and jellies, grape juice, wine, molasses, gravies, and or potatoes. So these things can be problematic. It's not in all of every brand of those things, so you just need to be careful. And this is why in our family we shop at Whole Foods, Sprouts, places like that, because usually they'll say does not contain sulfites. So you just want to be careful. It's kind of like the MSG thing. We're very careful about MSG because Julie, my wife, does not react well to that, and we don't want our children to have it. So anyway, so those are just some things covering the sulfites and sulfur and sulfa and glucosamine sulfate. So hopefully that's helpful.
And you know, I can actually post that list of foods just to be careful with.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, because so, it might be helpful. And then I know several shows back I had talked about there's a maraschino cherry company out there that doesn't even use the artificial dyes and all that good stuff. So, yeah.
Wow, that's so cool. Okay, yeah. Well, I've just handed the paper off to Melody.
All right.
So she can take some of that pertinent information and upload it so you guys can read that, and hopefully that's helpful information.
Ooh, it was really maybe I'll tweet it.
Ooh, oh, wow, that's good. So anyway, with that, we don't want to run out of time. So Melody has
a talking point
that relates to our memory health specifically, and I'm going to let Melody tell you about that.
Yeah, so this was actually a really, really great article that was written by Dr. Stengler. So I love reading all of his research because he's just a real wealth of knowledge. So the article is How You Can Boost Your Brain Power and Revitalize Memory with a Powerful Nutrient You've Never Heard Of. So your brain weighs only 3 pounds. I don't know, Rick, mine might weigh 3.5 pounder.
Mine might weigh 3 pound, 1 ounce, maybe.
Wow, check it out. Yes, we've got heavy brains. Yeah. Anyways, but this vital organ is far more complex in design than any supercomputer. Mental activities require a lot of energy. Scientists estimate that your brain consumes 20% of your body's energy when at rest. Just like you would not expect a computer to run without electricity, your brain needs a constant supply of energy so that you can maintain focus and memory. A unique nutrient you've probably never even heard of, called citicoline, has a remarkable ability to provide that energy. Citicoline is a natural nutrient found in all of the cells of the body, but especially is important for brain function. It improves energy production within your brain cells. Just like in the other cells of your body, the production of ATP, the energy molecule, is critical to brain function. Natural substances such as citicoline support this vital energy production for maximum brain power without the unwanted side effects of stimulants such as anxiety, increased blood pressure, and chest pain. Powerful brain booster. Citicoline has benefits beyond support of energy production in brain cells. First, it protects brain cells known as neurons against the destructive effects of free radicals and inflammation. Next, it's broken down by the body into the nutrients choline, a B vitamin, and cytidine, a natural molecule involved in cell division. Did you hear how I pronounced that?
Mm-hmm. That was very good, Melody.
That make up phospholipids. That's important because your cell membranes are composed of phospholipids that help transport information between neurons. So better phospholipid production means healthier brain cells. And healthier brain cells, of course, means better focus and memory. Don't even say anything about me tripping over my words.
I could see you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw that. You may have heard of the dietary supplement lecithin before. Lecithin is rich in the phosphatidylcholine, which has been shown to help memory. Similarly, the phospholipid phosphatidylserine is a popular supplement for improving memory, and studies back up its use. Citicoline helps the body produce phosphatidylserine, supporting repair of the pathways between brain cells. Citicoline is also important for the production of acetylcholine. This is a key brain chemical neurotransmitter involved in memory. Many dementia and Alzheimer's disease drugs are targeted at increasing acetylcholine levels in the brain. Unfortunately, they can come with a lot of nasty side effects, and their benefits don't last very long, which is not the case with citicoline. Plus, citicoline increases blood flow to the brain. It's difficult to get enough citicoline through diet alone because food only contains small amounts. Two of the best dietary sources are liver and brains, but I don't recommend eating either of these. Ooh, that just doesn't sound good. Yeah. Eating brains? No. Not a zombie. No thanks. Rather, the best way to get more citicoline and to improve mental function while you're at it is to take it as a supplement. Studies have shown that citicoline supplements are safe. Although citicoline has been available as a supplement for several decades, its new reputation as a cognitive function booster has made it much more popular recently. Several human studies have shown it helps to improve learning and memory. For example, when citicoline was given to groups of elderly people, they saw improvements in memory, attention, behavior, reaction time, relational life, independence, and cooperation. In a study of older adults with memory deficits but without dementia, citicoline supplements significantly improved immediate and short-term memory. This suggests beneficial effects on the underlying cognitive processes of memory retrieval and storage. A review of double-blind randomized human clinical trials on citicoline and cognitive function found that citicoline modestly improves memory and behavioral outcomes. 3 months of citicoline supplementation was found to improve verbal memory in a group of healthy older adults who were free of any medical, neurological, or psychiatric illness but who had relatively inefficient memories. Citicoline has been shown in small human studies to have benefits for those suffering with Alzheimer's disease. In one study of 19 people with Alzheimer's, 1,000 milligrams of citicoline was taken daily for 30 days. The supplement significantly improved the cognitive function for those with early onset Alzheimer's, and overall there was a trend of improvement in all these participants. Another study of people between 57 and 87 years old who had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease found 1,000 milligrams daily of citicoline resulted in an improved mental function, particularly for those who were suffering with early onset of the disease. This study also found improved blood flow in one of the main brain arteries. Citicoline can be helpful for learning, memory, and early-stage Alzheimer's disease. You can find citicoline supplements under the trade name Cognizin, and Cognizin is what we use in our memory health.
Yes,
so,
it is.
And with that, I have ran right up to us being out of time, so we'll talk more about these products when we get back.
Let's face it, we live in a modern world of technology filled with computers, tablets, and smartphones, which is putting a greater demand on the overall health of our vision. Mix that with the normal aging process, and it's no wonder why vision problems are more prevalent than years past. All-natural doctor-formulated Vision Health by Emerald Laboratories provides excellent support for those who want to maintain eye health, and also those seeking macular support as they age. Vision Health by Emerald Laboratories is packed full of potent antioxidants and valuable nutrients that are vital for vision and retinal health. These nutrients cannot be produced by the body and are rarely consumed by the typical American diet. Therefore, supplementation is crucial. Many of the ingredients included in Vision Health have been used in studies for their role in supporting eye health. To learn more about Vision Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories Vision Health can also be found at finer health stores in your area.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think. Thanks to doctor-formulated Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and Opti MSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints. Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
Visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Also, tune in each week to save an additional 25% off by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
This week's code is HOME, H-O-M-E, HOME.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana, and before the break, I was reading this great article on Cognizin, which is the branded name for acetylcholine, and the article is really about acetylcholine. But Rick, I know you had some really good comments to add to that.
Well, a couple things when you're reading. One of these is that 1,000 milligrams for people pre-Alzheimer's or Alzheimer's dementia patients, that's a therapeutic dosing level, and that's fine. In our memory health formula, this formula is designed, it's designed as support for people that, you know, want to have better memory, people, college students, like that. So there's 250 milligrams per day, and that's the dose that Dr. Stenger recommended. And then you can amp it up from there. But the point I wanted to make was that it would be no problem taking 8 of these capsules a day, which would give you 1,000 milligrams of the acetylcholine or Cognizin. There's the Mareva in there, which we've talked about before, which is the turmeric extract from Italy, which is actually bonded to phosphatidylcholine, which Melody read about, and that actually can help with memory too. So anyway, the point is, these formulas are built sort of in a modular sense where they're modules, and you can take more if you need to, at least with memory health, the vision health, you could. I want to make that point. And then in relation to phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, I actually take 300 milligrams of phosphatidylserine a day because that is a raw material for the neurotransmitters in your brain for memory. So there's a lot of things you can take for memory health. But in relation to memory health, the product specifically, what Dr. Stenger has found and what the research is now showing is that inflammation can largely be tied to your memory kind of going and leading you towards dementia issues and poor memory issues. We had somebody at a health food store say, wow, this seems like a really simple formula. The other companies have very complex formulas with all these other things in them. And this is where Dr. Stenger is so helpful because he said, look, the simple truth is inflammation is becoming a very large issue in a lot of different fronts. But with memory, very, very serious issue. So that's the thing we really want to look at. And that's the formula has been built around that specifically and the acetylcholine because there's great human clinical data on the acetylcholine. So yes, it is a simple formula, but it's a simple, effective formula. And, you know, we don't need to have a big laundry list of ingredients to try and impress you with, oh, look at all these 20 ingredients we have. It needs to be effective at the end of the day. And then one other thing I want to say was coconut oil. We've talked about this before. But, you know, coconut oil in relation to Alzheimer's patients, they've done some research. We talked about it, but let me suffice it to say, coconut oil has been shown to be helpful with people that have brain, memory, Alzheimer type issues. So this is something I think I'm going to add to our list of things that are on sale this week. And that actually dovetails right into the fact that we haven't even talked about the getting to know you yet. So Melody's going to talk about that. And so we'll put these products on sale. We'll put all the coconut SKUs on sale. And then we'll go from there. So anyway, Melody, do you want to talk about the getting to know you?
Yes. Well, this week's getting to know you, the code is going to be the word HOME, H-O-M-E. And the reason why is because we both have a lot of things going on with our home. You know, John and I bought our home a little over a year ago. And Rick, you've been in your home for a few years now, right?
Yeah, three and a half years.
Okay, so, you know, the getting to know you is going to be about, okay, which one of us is basically renovating most of our home and which one of us is sort of doing some fun little backyard projects. So the code will be home. It will apply to the products that we're talking about today, and we'll give you that list at the end of the show. But, you know, in regards to memory health, Rick, one of the other things I wanted to add, because two shows ago when we did the part one, we were talking about adrenal health and Be Healthy, and we talked a lot about, with Be Healthy, one of the things that really makes that special and also makes all of the multivitamins in this line very special is that we are using the pure coenzymated L5-methyltetrahydrofolic acid, and that's extremely important because over 46% of Americans have an MTHFR gene dysfunction that does not allow them to produce enough of that enzyme that is important for conversion of folic, whether it's from food sources or whether it's from, you know, other forms of supplementation. If you're not getting enough folic in your system, if your body's not able to process enough of that enzyme and convert it, then you're also going to have significantly higher amounts of homocysteine. And again, homocysteine is related to inflammation and also can be a marker, you know, for something that will lead to Alzheimer's later on down the road. There's articles written about that as well. So, you know, again, it ties back into inflammation. You want to make sure that you're getting enough folic. And so if you take the Be Health or you're taking one of the multivitamins in this Emerald line, you're getting that pre-converted or pre-digested form. So even if you have an MTHFR gene dysfunction, which is something you really can't change, then you're going to be able to get enough folic acid to also help prevent those unusually high homocysteine levels that put your heart at risk, that put your brain at risk. So I just want to tie that in.
And this goes back to thinking of building a house. You know, any house has to be built on a good solid foundation. In nutrition and nutritional supplements, the solid foundation is your multivitamin. And let me just remind everybody, there are no multivitamins out there that I'm aware of in health food, because I've looked, that use coenzyme folic acid except for the Emerald Laboratories multivitamins. And that's because standard folic costs about $100 a kilo. Coenzyme folic costs over $26,000 a kilo. So, but Dr. Stenger says, I don't care. I have almost half the population that has this MTHFR gene defect, and you are not fixing this. If you have a genetic defect, you're stuck with it for your whole life. So this is a very serious issue. So you have to think that foundation is crucial. We have 1 a days, 2 a days, 4 a days. So you don't have to spend a ton of money, but they all use this coenzyme folic acid. So, and then of course to Be Healthy, that would be a B complex you could add on top of the foundation, which a lot of people take B complex because of stress, caffeine consumption, not regular
sleep. Absolutely.
So,
and
anyway.
Same with adrenal support too. So most people do need adrenal support. So I know we need to dig back into these products because we didn't spend so much time on the others last week that we didn't even get into these formulas, and these are really phenomenal formulas.
Well, we've kind of dealt with the memory. I mean, you talked about the Cognizin, the Mareva I touched on. We put the Mareva in the memory health formula because it has such a powerful anti-inflammatory effect. And, you know, as Dr. Singer says, research indicates that cognitive degeneration may be strongly linked to inflammation. So just as a reminder, the Mareva, it is a European turmeric extract. And as another reminder, it is now known that when you use carcinogenic or cancer-causing solvents in the production of the turmeric, which is how probably more than 80% of the turmeric is manufactured out there, the extracts, you actually get a 15 to 20% greater yield on the finished good raw material. So, of course, these companies, there's a great temptation to use a carcinogenic solvent. Well, obviously, the stuff the Mareva manufactured in Italy, they do not do that. So, and the Mareva shown to be 29 times more effectively bioavailable in the bloodstream than standard turmeric. So that is why we use this form. And then the methylated B12, 25% of American seniors are deficient in B12, a known factor in cognitive decline, potentially leading to memory loss. I personally, until I started doing blood work with Dr. Stengler, I was low in B12, and my youngest daughter, Cassidy, she also sort of seemed to have that propensity, and so I actually take a B12 shot once a month just because I have this sort of inclination. So it's really important to supplement with B12, and that's where the Be Healthy could be really helpful because it's got a good healthy dose of B12. The multis have B12, and just so you know, you really can't overdose on B12. I mean, the shot I take, that would be like 100 times more than you get out of the Be Healthy and the multis put together. And my B12 was off the charts in the blood work. And Dr. Singer's like, no problem. He's, that's fine. You know, B12, no issues there. So don't worry about that. But getting a good quality B12 is really important for a cognitive decline. And then there's a targeted whole food antioxidant brain support complex in there with things like pomegranate, resveratrol, camu camu, and goji berry. As Melody, when she read the article from Dr. Stengler, those nutrients are potentially, they can quench those free radicals that can be destructive to the brain memory function. So that's why those nutrients are in there, because you've got to be able to quench those antioxidants. And we talked about before, when you get into these exotic fruits, there could be potentially hundreds of active constituents, not just one, but hundreds. And we haven't isolated them scientifically at this point, but we don't just use one specific antioxidant. We use these exotic fruit complexes because they're potentially so effective at quenching those free radicals.
And because they come from whole food, they're also extremely bioavailable too.
Right.
So, you know, so there's, you know, the formula is very simple, but complex doesn't mean better in every case. You know, a lot of the formulas in Emerald are very complex because there's a lot of nutritional ingredients that need to go in here. This one was clean cut and clear, and we're using effective servings of the ingredients that are really going to help to support a healthy brain, healthy memory. Now, Rick, the Vision Health, I have to tell you, this is a product that I call the kitchen sink product, because this one is a complex formula, but it's because in this particular formula, we've incorporated all of these various ingredients that sort of address the eye health as a whole, and we are using all of those ingredients also in therapeutic servings as well. But one of the highlight ingredients is the European bilberry extract, and you just touched on it a moment ago, but the reason why the European form of these extracts is so important is because European, all of the original research done on herbs and things like that and extracts were done in Europe. Based on European standards, they use potable or drinkable water to water the plants. They are committed to using only food-grade solvents, which would include like water or ethanol. Ethanol is essentially a very, you know, high-level alcohol, like moonshine kind of.
Yeah,
like it's so, moonshine
so,
in a way,
right,
I guess.
Yeah.
So those are things that are not going to be harmful if they somehow end up in the food chain here. So the European bilberry extract is extremely important, but there's a lot of other great ingredients in here too, Rick.
Well, and let me just clarify something Melody said. It's the following the European extraction methodologies. They have very specific parameters of how these extracts are produced. And over in the Asian countries, they do not follow those methodologies. So since the research was originated in Europe, you have to follow those extraction methodologies. And trust me, these botanicals cost way more in Europe than they do the ones from Asia. But we use them because that's what the research is based upon. So anyway, with that, we'll have to finish up with Vision Health when we come back for segment 4. So stay with us.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients. To learn more about Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
Thyroid issues are becoming very common for people these days, and the prevalence may increase with age. When the thyroid isn't working properly, it can cause some real problems in our day-to-day life. The thyroid gland is responsible for energy production in the body and regulating metabolism. It maintains body temperature, influences immune health, hormone balance, and affects your mood and emotions. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories is a superior thyroid gland support formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients such as New Zealand bovine glandular powder, ashwagandha, selenium, and rosemary extract. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories naturally supports the body's thyroid activity and helps maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. You can also find Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. And before the break, we were talking about our vision health formula, and we still got to get through the sleep health, too, so I've got to hurry up. But anyway, I want to mention a couple of things about the bilberry extract. That a lot of these vision formulas, what people are looking for is things related to age-related macular degeneration. And certainly bilberry has been shown to prevent or help with the prevention of the onset of age-related macular degeneration, or ARMD. But it also can improve dark adaptation. So people with poor night vision, bilberry can be helpful with that. So that's a big deal. A lot of people, I can't drive at night, the lights, all that. Bilberry can be very helpful with that. And we've got a really good, healthy therapeutic dose in here at 120 milligrams of the European bilberry extract. And then I wanted to also talk about a few other things. But before I do, I'm going to let Melody bring up a few other highlights of the vision health.
Well, yes, like I said, kitchen sink product. It's got therapeutic doses of pretty much everything you need. So there's a double-blind clinical placebo trial that indicated that supplementing with therapeutic servings of zinc daily for 1 to 2 years significantly slowed the rate of vision loss in people with macular degeneration. And then there's also astaxanthin, which is a powerful antioxidant that helps to neutralize free radicals that damage eye tissues and prevent ARMD, age-related macular degeneration. Cystoid macular central retinal arterial and venous occlusion, glaucoma, and other inflammatory eye diseases. And then there's also N-acetylcysteine, which helps to increase glutathione production and neutralize lipid peroxides, which may also help to prevent the onset of ARMD. And then, of course, we have our targeted whole food antioxidant vision support formula, which has camu-camu, acai, amla, goji, mangosteen, and pomegranate. And we kind of talked about how great those super fruits are with all their constituents.
Yes. And just to mention on the glutathione, previously ever since the nutritional supplements industry has been around, you could not take oral glutathione and get an effective level in your bloodstream because it's a polypeptide. It breaks down into its three component amino acids, which is glycine, cysteine, and glutamic acid. But now there is a new glutathione that we are going to be coming out with that actually it holds together in the stomach acid, makes it into the bloodstream. We have human clinical data supporting this. So I actually take that glutathione every day. I'm actually currently taking Dr. Stenger's brand, and then we'll switch to ours as soon as we get it completed. So also, in this formula, we have lutein and then zeaxanthin. So the astaxanthin, zeaxanthin, lutein, they're all carotenoids, but they have different functions in the body. The zeaxanthin, there's some new studies on that showing that it can reduce the risk of macular degeneration by over 50%. But that, along with lutein, is where the reduction comes in. Now, there are different luteins in the market. Some people use free lutein, and some people use lutein esters. The lutein that we use is a 90% lutein ester material, and that equates out to 45% free lutein. But there are studies that have been done on this showing that the lutein esters work very well, and they're preserved in the body, and they convert to the free lutein no problem. So if that's ever a question, please don't be distracted by that. But the lutein in relation to, ARMD, very, very effective. So this formula, as you all know, if you're just tuning in, haven't listened before, I have my left eye, I can't see out of my left eye, And but this can be really helpful. So I take this formula every day because I only have one good eye left, and I have to take good care of it.
Well, and I know a bunch of people here were excited about this formula. You know, one of the mamas in the back walks into our office and says, oh, it calls us El Departamento Cuatro, which means four eyes because everybody wears glasses in front of the computer. So
I'm sorry, as a side note, we're going to run out of time, but I have to say I don't wear glasses. I have one eye and I don't wear glasses. And
all you would need is glass.
People are always like, why don't you wear glasses? Because my arms go out a little bit further when I'm reading the hymnal at church. But anyway, I asked the eye doctor, I said, does it damage my eyes by not wearing glasses? I said, if it damages my eyes, that's different. But I don't think it does. I said, I think glasses make your eyes lazy. So now I'm sort of OCD, I admit that.
Now you're calling me lazy?
It does not damage your eyes by not wearing glasses. It's just that it creates eye strain. And so it can make you tired because you're working harder to see. And the eye doctor was like, you only have one eye and you're straining. So you're like four times more straining. But I'm stubborn. So I'm like, no, I'm not wearing glasses.
Why don't you just get a monocle and grow a curly mustache?
Yes. For those of you that are older, be like Colonel Klink on Hogan's Heroes.
Right.
But anyway. All right. Sleep health. And then we got to do our talking points. We're going to have to kind of go a little quick through this. So, Melody, you want to start that off?
Sure. Sleep health is a really wonderful formula. It has sun-theanine, which is the branded form of L-theanine, which has been clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without that residual drowsiness. It also helps to enhance recovery from exhaustion, and it promotes refreshed feelings with the impression of longer sleep experience. So for people who are sleep deprived, they're going to feel more rested on that little sleep that they're getting.
I want that formula.
I'm a mama.
I haven't read this that carefully. I'm like, I want that. You know, sometimes you go, man, I slept for 5 minutes. I feel like it was 4 hours.
Yeah.
I want that longer sleep experience. So,
yes.
Anyway.
And then there's also melatonin in a therapeutic serving. This is like a 1 milligram serving, which helps the onset of sleep. It helps the body stay asleep, and it reduces restlessness and daytime fatigue. Passion flower promotes natural relaxation of the nervous system, so it really just helps you relax into sleep. And European lemon balm, again, European, it helps to relax the brain and promote sleep. Now, some people have asked, why is there no valerian in here? Because Dr. Stengler has talked about valerian and worked with it in the past, and it is mentioned in his book, Prescription for Natural Cures. However, it's actually something he's working to revise now because he's not recommending it as frequently because he finds that a large number of patients tend to have more nightmares with valerian. It is an effective ingredient, but it's one he chose not to put in here because he's been finding clinically that more people suffer from nightmares with it. So with that, Rick, I know we've got to get to this getting to know you.
Yes, we have 2.5 minutes. So
all right,
anyway,
Rick,
we're going to go a little quick. So
what's going on at your house?
Well, I've been doing construction on my house for, quite a while. Mm-hmm. But the joke around the office is I was going to build this room off my garage where I can, you know, just have a little workshop area. And, you know, I like
your
to have my
own
little, yeah, exactly, a little area, and it's going to be all nice. And so I started the second, April 7th, we started construction. And so the joke around the office is they go, so have you gotten your room yet? I'm like, no, that's going to be a couple weeks. It's always been 3 weeks out. So we keep going. So my brother says, you've gone around your whole house. Every time you do something new and then it touches something old in your house, you're like, well, we need to do that. We need to do that. So I pretty much circled my whole house. We've done 3 concrete pours around my house, the garage, the bedroom, the driveway, on and on and on. So anyway, yes, I'm sort of OCD. So anyway, so yes.
Building a new house.
Yeah, Melody, she jokes. She goes, man, maybe you should just level the house. It might have been cheaper just to build a whole new house. I'm like, nah, but anyway. So my wife's really happy. You know, we just have like a 2,000 square foot house. It's not some huge house, but I like it to be nice, you know? So that's how I am. So, and then my girls talk me into trampoline on the weekends. So now we're doing another concrete pour on the side of the house so they can get the trampoline. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, no, so we've got an 800 square foot house on a 6,800 square foot lot. So most of our house, like most of our property, is actually backyard. And we do have these 2 big dogs, and Bonzo, like Paige kind of dug holes here and there. Bonzo loves digging holes, and he's a big boy, and he could probably dig to China given enough time. So what John recently did is he split the yard in half. So he fenced off an area in the back where it's a huge area. We just split the yard in half, and it's still huge, either half. So the dogs can run around, they can tear it up, and they're not totally destroying it because we want to grow in grass so that little Miss Ella will have a play area. So we got some actually sort of cheap hand-me-down outdoor plastic kids' toys in the backyard now, so she's almost big enough for that. We got ourselves a little above-ground pool, so we're just having fun. We got the fire pit, the barbecue. It's just turning into a little gathering place. So both of us are doing things around our home, H-O-M-E. That is the code this week on shopnaturalproducts.com. You can go to crossroadsofhealth.com. It will link you to shopnaturalproducts.com. And Rick added a few products for this week. We're going to still do the Adrenal Health in both sizes, the Be Healthy in both sizes, and the new memory formula, the Vision Health, the Sleep Health. But we're also adding in there all of the Frutrans coconut oil SKUs, so the 16-ounce, the 120, the 60, and the 240 soft gel. So all of those products will be on sale this week, starting today through next Friday, when you type in the code HOME at checkout at shopnaturalproducts.com.
So if you're so inclined, please go visit. We want you to have access to these products. That's why we do these things. So please get the access to these products if you're so inclined. Thanks for listening in. We'll talk to you next time.